Ellis's three challengers all say they're driven first by last year's $84 million budget deficit that could have ballooned to nearly twice that if nothing changed. To fix it, Ellis and other trustees okayed drastic budget and teacher cuts. Businesswoman and longtime school volunteer Bea Martinez, who's married to a DISD administrator, says she had enough.
The biggest issue for all of us, all the candidates, it's our financial situation. But we should be really strongly concerned with our dropout situation also.
Retired video producer Bruce Parrott, whose wife Lois Parrott, past school board president who lost to Leanne Ellis 3 years ago, is running as a fiscal watchdog. He says he'll bring to the office what others cannot.
Time. I've got the time.
Parrott grew up in Dallas, attended DISD schools before going off to the University of North Texas, and then earned a master's degree from Texas A&M. Consultant Penny Anderle has business backing and support from trustee Jack Lowe, past board president. Anderle wants to see a student leadership program in schools.
That would take kids who have leadership skills that sometimes end up leading in the wrong direction and get them involved in programs where they can make a difference in their school and their community.
Incumbent Leanne Ellis, who runs her own landscape business, says she remains the best candidate for kids.
Our district, District 3, is doing academically better than it's ever has. Our schools are performing at such a higher level than ever before.
Ellis says she was as shocked as the others when she learned of the deficit, but says she's helping to solve the problem. When she voted to extend trustee terms, including her own, from 3 to 4 years, Ellis says that was also a partial solution to the deficit. She says DISD attorneys said it was legal, there was no constituent opposition, and it would save more than $250,000.
Again, the intent was to save money for the administration. There was nothing sinister or any agenda behind it. It's something that I could live with. I had no qualms about it.
Then how about just let's not ever have elections? Elections are expensive.
Harriet Earhart, former Dallas school board member and state representative, recently helped form a nonpartisan political action committee, the Friends of Public Education. She doesn't buy Ellis's explanation, and the PAC does not endorse the incumbent.
So let's just do away with electing and just have lifelong mayors and presidents and, you know, elect an emperor and go on with it. That's ridiculous. Elections are expensive. Unless you compare them with the alternative, in which case they're quite cheap.
Earhart says she's fed up with trustees who fail to scrutinize the superintendent, miss the fiscal mistakes when oversight is their job, and who tolerated other possible policy violations. But Ellis is not backing down.
Criticism is cheap. Anybody can throw it out like a can of Spam. All they have is a bag full of almost Halloween tricks to throw out. It's just not valid to me.
Next Tuesday, November 3rd, Ellis will find out if voters agree with her or prefer one of her challengers. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.